RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Rob, can you fade the music down? I didn't want to talk about this story. And I feel like I might be a bad person for even suggesting this. But we try to have honest conversations on this show, and all I can do is tell you how I'm thinking and how I feel. That's my job. Rob, have you seen this story about a woman who works at Arrowhead who received $600 from Taylor Swift? Have you heard this story?
I have not.
Okay. Can I read it to you? This is a story. It is in Fox News. I saw this story pop up on Facebook, didn't really think anything of it, and then Fox 4 did a story about it. So there's a woman. Her name is Robin Gentry. She was working at the Christmas Day game, right? She's working at the Christmas Day game. This woman says that Taylor Swift was personally greeting staff members and thanking them for working on the holiday. When Taylor Swift reached her, she expressed her appreciation and handed her a gift, wishing her a Merry Christmas. She wrote this on a Facebook post. Quote, "At first, my mind just froze. Of course, I said Merry Christmas and thank you very much. After Swift and Kelsey walked out, she looked down at what she had been given. To her surprise, she was given $600 in cash. The woman then says, that is my entire 2-week paycheck. I had just dropped that much for Christmas for 8 kids. Now, this is a very, very positive story. And again, I hate to be somebody who would ask questions about this. And if this story is believable, Rob, this is why I got my suspicions about this story. All right. The woman begins to cry. She says she immediately began crying. She then later decided that she couldn't bring herself to spend the money and instead framed one of the bills as a keepsake and says that she still hasn't used any of the cash. She then went on to say that Taylor and Travis are beautifully kind people. It's very true, incredible, very kind people. This is where I feel like I'm the bad person. Rob, if you're making $600 every 2 weeks, I think it is safe to say you don't make a lot of money. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here. Somebody gives you $600 and your first inclination is to frame the money as what? A talking piece for when people come over? No, that $100 that you have framed buys you real life groceries, puts real life clothes on your kid's back. If you're in that kind of situation where she says it, I didn't say this, Rob, she says she has 8 kids. You're in a position where you can frame $100 so when people come over, you can tell them the story of when Taylor Swift gave you $100 after a Chiefs game? Am I wrong for thinking that this story is shenanigans? Am I wrong for thinking that? I'm not saying Taylor wouldn't do this. We know that Taylor has been super generous. We all know the story about how she took care of the people on the Eras tour. I'm not saying that Travis wouldn't do this either. But am I the only one where my antennas are going up a little bit? She gave you $600. You had 8 kids. And your inclination is not to spend the money. It's to a keepsake? Who's frame? What kind of financial situation are you in where you can frame a $100 bill? I can see you frame a dollar. We've all been to a business that the first dollar that we get, we put it up on the wall. $100 when you got 8 kids and you poor? I know I can't be the only one who has a little bit of suspicion about this story and wondering if it's true or not. I know I'm not.
I mean, so your question of the story is the framing part, not the actual money part. Is that my understanding? Because I think the money part is adds up to me. That sounds like something that would happen.
Yeah, I don't disagree that there is a chance that Taylor Swift gave people that worked their money. I question if you're saying this is more money than I make on my paycheck and I have 8 kids. I then question if your response to receiving this amount of money that fell from the sky, I refuse to believe that your inclination is to frame the money. I have questions that happened. And have we heard from another employee which she gave money to? Is it the only person? Can we talk to this? I just got questions.
Yeah, because now I don't know all the ins and outs of the Eras tour, but there was that story that Taylor Swift gave money to like everyone the tour. It wasn't just like
I'm with you.
You get money like so a sing now.
I feel bad for trying to poke a hole in this story, but the story don't add up to me. It don't make sense.
If we get news that other employees
are
getting you. then I'll be okay.
I'm with you. Yeah, we gotta get more money. We gotta see if there's more people that got this that got it. But we can't make it seem like this isn't the first time that somebody created a sob story to then get a GoFundMe account to try to help you and your family. That happens all the time. So I feel bad accusing. That was my inclination when I read it. Maybe I'm wrong. Text line 913-586-7965. Maybe you know this person. I would love to talk to this person. Framing the check, like you're framing $100?
I mean, now maybe she deposited like on a mobile app.
She said she hasn't spent the money yet. If you gave me $600 right now and it fell from the sky, some of that money is getting spent before I went home, before I go home. What are you talking about? Some of that money gets spent before I leave here. I'm getting some food. I'm filling up my car. You know what you could do with $600 around the holidays? If you got 8 kids, you certainly got some debt. You got some credit card debt somewhere. You got to use that money to pay something off, not for a poster at the crib. I'm sorry. It's just shenanigans to me. If this person calls up, I'll give him $600.
That's a foolish thing to say.
If this person calls up to the show, I'll give him $600 then. If you feel that strongly about it, I'll donate then. It's Christmas time. You got 8 kids. You need it. We got afternoon money over here. We all right.
I'm gonna frame it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take some money from Rob's Christmas fund for next year. I'm going to take some money. I'm going to take a little bit of money from you is what I'm going to do. I got to take some for you. But no, I'll give you the $600. What are we doing here? I want to learn more about this. I'm happy to help. All right. Someone said, CDOT, it must be a slow news day. It's December 29th and the Chiefs are, you think it's just an abundance of news going on right now? This is the worst week of the year. All right, I do want to talk about this. Let's switch it up. I do want to talk about this. I've seen a lot of people complaining about this deal now to Kansas. I've noticed kind of how stories work now. Day one is like the excitement about the story or the excitement about the thing. And then the second day is tearing down the thing. Day one is the Taylor Swift album is the greatest album I ever heard. Day two is usually when it's like, oh, it stinks. It sounds just like her old project. Like I'm seeing a lot of people pushing back on what Kansas had to give up to get the Kansas City Chiefs. I want you to, I guess, follow this analogy here. Imagine if you were a guy who girls were never really interested in. Never. And I'm not here to throw shade on Kansas. You've never had a professional sports team. Not a lot of people live in the state of Kansas. It's not one of the more popular states in the union. The Chiefs have never considered going over there. You've never had a realistic chance at having an NFL team. Think of the cities that have NFL teams. Yeah, there's a Jacksonville in there in the Green Bay, but there's Dallas, there's Los Angeles, there's New York. Think of the places that have NFL teams. Kansas City, Kansas is now one of those places. So imagine if you were one of those places and you've never been considered, and now one of the most attractive women ever is super interested in you and thinking about being with you. What are you willing to give up to be in that scenario? That I feel like a lot of the complaining about this comes from this place, and I get it. Inflation is hurting everybody. Gas costs more, rent's up, it's expensive to buy a house. Like, I live in the same America, in same society that you do as well. That's why I feel very comfortable in saying some of these things. Sometimes that's just life. I feel like this is a message that we tell kids all the time, and then when we get as adults, it's like we forget this. I hate the way that it is set up, but this is the way that it is set up. Really rich people have figured out ways to get really poor people to pay for their things. And that's how professional sports teams, that's how they got it set up. They know how much we care about their product and what they own, and they know what people are willing to do to receive their product. You are willing to stand outside in freezing cold temperatures to watch them play a football game that you can watch at home for free. And you laugh at other people who are not willing to do the exact same thing. The Kansas City Chiefs played a meaningless football game a couple of days ago. It could not help them, could not hurt them. Their starting quarterback. Some of you still went out there and tailgated. You could have been spending time with your family. No, they know how addicted we are to their product. So they own us. They control us. And when you have that level of control over people and their emotions and their feelings and their self-identity and their self-worth, you can get them to do a lot of things. So sometimes I feel like when we have these conversations, we all know how important sports is. And it's like, well, I want you to help pay for it. Nah, you guys pay for it. No, that's not how they got it set up. I wish they did. I hate the fact that these teams are able to make insane amount of money off of us. And then when it's time to pay for the stadium that they own and they profit off of, they don't share any of the profits with us, but we have to help in the paying for their ideas. Yeah, I don't like the way that it's set up. That's the way that America has it set up. And if you don't like it, that's perfectly fine. You can complain about it, or you can just not have a team. That was the choice St. Louis was given. St. Louis was given this choice. So on one side, I don't think we can argue and laugh at St. Louis for, ha, 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 you guys lost another NFL team. Well, they lost another NFL team is because they were not willing to bend the knee to this deal. So if you were Kansas, I don't know what choice you have. There was only one choice. Do what the Chiefs want. Or what's the alternative? You thought the Chiefs were going to be like, oh, okay, they have all the leverage. They're the Chiefs. And the other side is Kansas. Yeah, they were going to win that negotiation because they have all the power. You want us. We can do whatever we want. It's my football team. If I want to move, we can move. It's not like NFL teams don't ever move. They move all the time. The Rams moved. The Chargers moved. The Raiders. Like, these teams move all the time. So I don't know why Kansas is at least being criticized in the negotiation when, quite honestly, they didn't have a choice. And I feel like as fans, we just have to accept this is just the way that it's set up. I don't like it. There's a lot of things about America and the way that it's set up that I don't really like. I hate the fact that we got to pay to park our car in the city that we live in. That stinks to me. And then if you don't pay, they'll just give you a ticket for it that you got to pay. I hate the way that it's set up, but that's the way that it is. I'm sorry. It stinks. It's not fun, but that's what it is. How can you tell me to wear a seatbelt in my own car? But that's the way that it's set up. You got to do it. I don't know what to tell you. So yeah, that's the way that it is. So yeah, you're going to help pay for their stadium. You're going to like it. Or if you don't like it, fine. You're going to pay for it anyway. Or you just won't have the team. The way that Oakland, California doesn't have a team. The way that St. Louis, Missouri doesn't have a team. The way that so many of these cities had a team. The way that Seattle doesn't have an NBA team anymore and have been crying for 30 years to get their team back. They were in the same situation. The Supersonics wanted a new arena. They didn't pay for the new arena, so their owner just took the team to Oklahoma City. I bet you Seattle wishes they had just paid for the new stadium, because right now they're building a stadium with the purposes of getting an expansion team. Rob and I have a saying on the show. You can complain about the way you think it should be, or you can just respond to how it is. A lot of times, man, hey, I wish the Chiefs would do. No, that's not the way the Chiefs operate. So we can either just live with this is how they're going to be and maneuver and build the show accordingly. So, yeah, if you want to be mad about the deal and think that it's unfair and think that all this money should be rediverted to schools and hospitals, everyone agrees with you. It's not like I love the system that they have. I think it's a really bad system for me and for you. But that's the system that we got. And that's the system that keeps the sports teams here, which ultimately is what I want. And I'm not even saying that as a sports talk host. I think that's how American cities work. Every American city that you think is really cool and would travel to, they got a professional sports teams. Or one is really close by. And that is how we evaluate the worth of American cities. All the cities that are the populated ones, this is what they got. This is one of the amenities that come with it. Rob, you know I'm going house hunting. When I'm looking at condos, what are the amenities? My HOA, what do I get? Do I get a pool? Do I get a balcony? This is one of the amenities if you live in Kansas City. You have a professional sports team. You have multiple of them. You got a world-class concert venue. You got a couple of amphitheaters. You got one of the best zoos in America. You got the Union Station. We help pay for all of these things. That's just the cover charge. I did see a lot of people starting to turn on Kansas for the deal, and I hate to be the fact that I got a ride for Kansas in the deal, but, I mean, they really didn't have a choice. That's the deal that you have to take this deal.
We'll also have someone on tomorrow. Dave Helling will be on tomorrow. Talk about the logistics a little bit more of the plan, like all the money in it, because I think I saw the same social media pushback that you did about, oh, this Kansas plan is actually a disaster, da-da-da-da. I feel like there's way more nuance to it than that. I just don't think me and you are super qualified to talk about the nuance, but you're right. The news system and how news story works is day one, we do it with sports. We'll give a day one, free agent signs with team. Oh my goodness, how great is this? Can you believe this great player is now on this team? Woohoo, everyone parties. Next day, contract announced. Okay, we got to talk about all the problems, all the mistakes, all the faults. Now it's a disaster because money was given to player blank. That's how I felt the Chiefs and Kansas thing played out. Monday, it was a celebration. Can you believe Kansas the Chiefs? Tuesday, and since then, it's been, let me explain to you why it's been actually terrible. It was a very, maybe it's my only worldview because it's like what we do for a living. It was very Chiefs signed free agent-esque. Day one, great. Day two, we get the details from Rappaport on the contract. Turns out, actually stinks. Let's talk about the stinks part.
Yeah, and I don't want to belabor the point. It's just, in my opinion, it's complaining for the sake of complaining. And I don't really know what we think the alternative is. Like, what's the alternative if you're Kansas? Was Kansas supposed to go to the Chiefs? Nah, we're good. Was that supposed to be the plan for Kansas? No. We thought that Kansas and the Chiefs were going to be equal 50-50 partners in this thing. What leverage does Kansas have in this negotiation? They don't have any. They've never had a team. They want a team. So, yeah, you got to give up a lot in order to entice them to go over there. And they did, and they won. So I salute to them. I'm not hating in the least bit. All right, Rob, let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Hold on, I want to read this. Someone on the thing says, Kansas should have brought a new team to their side or bring a new NBA team. What? I don't need to talk about this anymore.
Can we just make stuff up?
Bring what new team? What new team? What NBA team was relocating to Kansas City, Kansas? What NBA team was doing that? So the plan for Kansas was to build a stadium to house an NBA team and hope that Kansas City was going to get an expansion team or take what? What are we talking about here? This was the only option that they had was to take these two teams. There's no outside. Trust me, right now, if you own a team, your goal is not to move to the suburbs of Kansas. That's not where you're trying to go. I promise you that the NBA, when they are going to expand, and right now they're considering Las Vegas, their plan is not near the Hollywood. It's not near the Legends. I'm sorry, it's not. This was your option. You had one chance. You only had one shot to get a professional team. Well, you got two. You have this deal with the Chiefs and a possible deal with the Royals. There is no Kansas City Magic plan for a team. No.
I mean, I might as well just hit one, the nonsensical text. What new team? Was the NFL looking to expand and had called KCK and been like, we got a deal for you?
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
The NFL.
Wait, there's going to be another NFL team that was going to. What are we doing here? This is silly.
Sure, about a new team to their side.
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
You know who's not a fan of that? Roger Goodell.
Yeah, what are we talking about here? We think the KC Metro is going to have two NFL teams? What are we talking about?
Also, do you think that wanting an NFL, a new NFL team is the reason that that's why, you know, Portland doesn't have an NFL team. They don't want it enough. That's the hangout.
What are we doing here? Doesn't make any sense. Rob, can I?
By the way, real quick, the hits were brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University forever in our orange era.
That's where a lot of people act like that's where the Chiefs Stew Stadium is going to be, right next to Baker University. Like they moved all the way out there. Shout out to Baker, though. We like Baker. We support Baker on this show. Rob, I went to the Chiefs game on Thursday. I know that I am in the minority. I don't really care if the Chiefs win or lose these games. Like, I know the stance. Like, if you asked, if I texted in right now, do you want the Chiefs to win or tank? I know the overwhelming is tank. Got to get the best draft pick possible. Somehow in the NFL, despite all the information that it is still a crapshoot, we have painted top 10 picks like they're surefire 100%. Because I'm pretty sure I lived in an era in which the Chiefs had the number one overall pick and drafted Eric Fisher. Like, I don't know why we're doing this when it comes to draft picks. Like, if you pick here, you are guaranteed to get some Hall of Fame player. I don't understand. I don't really think that there is that much of a difference in you having the... So the Chiefs, if they lose, depending on how things go, they would get the 9th overall pick. If they win, depending... I think the worst pick they can have is the 13th overall pick. I don't really care that much which pick that they get. The Chiefs are going to be in a really, really good position to get a really, really productive player that fills a need for them. I like Jeremiah Love. I imagine you like Jeremiah Love. I don't think he's going to be a top 10 pick in next year's NFL draft. He's not Ashton Jeanty. He's not that kind of generational prospect, in my opinion. He's probably closer to a Barion Hampton. I think that Jeremiah Love will be on the board whenever the Chiefs select. I think the Chiefs are going to be in line to get a really good wide receiver if they want to change the complexity of their room. If they pick 11th, they'll be in a position to get a good player. This is what upsets me the most about what's been going on with the Chiefs. This is what upsets me. I don't really understand how you have all of this runway to play young players and you're not playing the young players. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Then what are we doing? What is this time for then if you're the Chiefs? So the Chiefs have some young guys. Jeffrey Bassa, he was the linebacker, got drafted. I think he went to Oregon. Rob, how is he only playing in 4 snaps? Who's taking those snaps and taking those reps for him? You have been given a gift if you were the Kansas City Chiefs. You have gotten super preseason games. You get a chance to evaluate your rookies against another team that's trying. You're not evaluating Jeffrey Bassa against the guy that's going to be having a regular job in a couple of weeks or a guy who has no NFL future. No, you get a chance to see him against real NFL players. And if you lose 38-0, whoop-de-doo, what does it matter? It doesn't matter. How does Jeffrey Bassa only play in 4 snaps? Jalen Royals should be getting incredible snaps right now. Jalen, you should be treating Jalen Royals. He should be doing all the stuff that you had Rashee Rice doing. You should be using him in that capacity. How does Jalen Royals only get 5 snaps on Christmas Day? 5? Breshard Smith. How does he only get 6 snaps? How does Breshard Smith not get carries? How is he not being used in the offense? So if there's something I think you should be frustrated about when it comes to the Chiefs, it's not, to me, whether or not they win or lose. How does Breshard Smith not get a carry? What are we doing? Why are we giving Isaiah Pacheco 9 carries? Why is Xavier Worthy getting more carries than Breshard Smith? How does Jalen Royals not get a target in the game? Why are you not using these players? What is this time for if you're not going to use it to pour into the young guys and see what you got? And then next year, you're going to sell me how Jalen Royals has improved and how you could use him. If you couldn't use him in week 18, why can I think that you can use him next year in week 1? Why should I think you could use him next year in week 2? I just think this has been a fumbled opportunity from the coaching staff to get some pretty valuable reps on tape with some of their key young guys.
I will say, I actually agree with you and Mitch Holthus here. I think I am pro win on Sunday at 3:25. Am I going to be locked in to every snap like it's a real game? No. But I'm pro winning. There is value in winning. If that winning comes with the young players like you're saying. Like if it's Sunday and it's, you know, 4:15, I'm just pick a time, And the Chiefs offense is Chris Oladokun, Isaiah Pacheco, Xavier Worthy, and Juju Smith-Schuster getting reps, then I'm going to be mad about the Chiefs winning. Because what is Juju Smith-Schuster out there doing to win a game? Who cares? But if it's Oladokun slinging it around to Jalen Royals and Rashard Smith is getting the majority of the carries, and hey, no disrespect to Nick Bolton, but you get to watch Jeffrey Bosa from the sideline, then I am 100% pro-win. I feel like how I feel about the Chiefs win or losing on Sunday, and we have a short week because of the holiday, stems from who's on the field. But if it's the young guys, me and you're on the same page, go win. But go play the young guys. I can maybe see last week, short week, game on Thursday, they have an excuse. There is no excuse to not have Rashard Smith and those guys out there this week.
Rob, none. You're giving them way more. There is zero reason. None. You cannot sell me. The Chiefs ran the ball 19 times. Why they didn't have one carry for Rashard Smith. The Chiefs threw the ball 22 times on Sunday. You cannot explain to me how Jalen Royals doesn't get a target in the game. It doesn't make any sense to me why you wouldn't use Jalen Royals. Why are you not using Jalen Royals? I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I know they didn't have a lot of time of possession. Some of that's just their team's not very good right now. Like, their offensive line's beat up. They don't have a good quarterback. They can't run the football. Like, the Chiefs got problems for sure. I don't understand what's the purpose of these 3 weeks when you're out of it. If you're going to try to win, sure. Then why are we sitting guys because they're a little bit banged up? If we can acknowledge that, hey, we're not trying to win these games, we're not going full throttle, we're not pushing guys, then you got to really lean into the fact of let's pour into our young guys and let's give Rashard Smith 12 carries and see what he can do with this scenario. Let's see what Jalen Royals can do with 5, 6, 7 targets in the game and see what we got. Why let this year be even more lost than it already is? And we go into year two with Jalen Royals and he had 3 catches on 7 targets for the year. We didn't learn anything in year one with Jalen Royals. It just seems like a wasted opportunity. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, I do want to make this one point from the game. The Chris Jones penalty, it had me so hot and bothered, man. It didn't have me as mad as the Chiefs going for that fourth down. Remember that game against the Texans when they went for the fourth down on the 31-yard line? Which now, in hindsight, against that team, like, why did you do that? It didn't make any sense. I still don't understand why they did that in really any capacity. Why they, against that defense, I don't know why the Chiefs did that. It's fourth and two. Everybody knows that the Broncos have to kick the field goal here. You cannot run a play. How do you go off sides in that scenario? How do you give the Broncos an automatic first down? How do you let them run more time off the clock? They then score a touchdown. You put your offense at even more of a disadvantage than they already are. We're talking about an offense right now. You could make an argument right now that the Chiefs have one of the five worst offenses in the National Football League. Like, I don't even think you're making that hard of an argument. They might have the worst starting quarterback in the league right now. They certainly have a bottom five offensive line. They couldn't run the football when everybody was healthy. They really can't run the football when nobody is healthy now. You don't have your number one wide receiver. Like, the Chiefs offense is in a bind right now. I give the Chiefs a lot of credit for how they competed on Thursday night. I really do. That's not a good football team that the Chiefs are currently putting out there. I thought they played hard. I thought they played tough. I thought their defense played well and gave them every opportunity. The Chiefs as a group should feel proud of the effort that they put together against a team that just, they have more bullets than they do. The Broncos are better than the Chiefs right now at every single facet. Like, I'm not telling you something you don't know. The Broncos are better than them. So the fact that this game was 13-13 with 3 minutes to go in the game and the Chiefs have the chance to get a ball back down a field goal is a blessing. The fact that your all-pro Hall of Fame defensive tackle jumps off sides is just... it's backbreaking. And the Chiefs missed the playoffs for a lot of different reasons. A major component of why the Chiefs missed the playoffs is, man, their stars let them down in key moments. Travis Kelce with the bobble against Philadelphia. Patrick Mahomes with the interception against Jacksonville. The missed kicks by Harrison Butker. The lack of effort from Chris Jones against Jacksonville. The penalty. Just so many things this season from the guys that you are counting on, from the guys whose names one day are going to forever be on the new stadium as a Chiefs Ring of Honor person. These people, they let you down this season. And that it was frustrating to me. I know they don't need to win. You want them to tank. I'm sorry. If they're keeping score, I want to see them try to win. I want to see them play hard. And I thought the Chiefs played hard on Thursday. And your Hall of Fame defensive tackle, just he didn't give you a chance to win that game. I want to play for you guys this cut. Here is Adam Schefter. He has a very interesting conversation about the Ravens coach or the Steelers head coach.
Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, for all they've done, for all they've meant to their respective organizations, for all they've meant to the National Football League, they will have a big say. You mentioned owners. I didn't say owners. I think these guys will go in there and say, okay, you know what? It's been a great run. One of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else, whether that's TV or another job somewhere else. Like, those things are possible. They're within the realm of possibility for the wide range of outcomes after week 18.
We got a lot of time to talk about this tomorrow. I would not be surprised if the losing coach is not back next season. I would not be surprised. I do feel like the relationship between Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin, and I think relationship is a broad, like, I think the relationship between the city, I feel like that relationship is dwindling right now with Mike Tomlin. I would not be surprised if the Steelers lose this game, and there needs to be some sweeping changes. And the sweeping changes starts with a new head coach, a new voice, a new direction. The Steelers just feel they feel trapped. They're not good enough to seriously compete for anything. They're not bad enough to put you in a position where you can really change your organization's future. They are just stuck in, it's not mediocrity because they're a good football team. They're just stuck. And if the goal is to go 9-8 or 10-7 and make the wild card and then get smoked in the first round by a team that can actually do something, then the Pittsburgh Steelers have mastered that. That's basically since they beat the Chiefs in the playoff game, what was that, in 2018, 2019? Or before that, before, because it was in 2017, I think, with Alex Smith. Since then, the Pittsburgh Steelers have basically been the same team for the last seven seasons, the last eight seasons. Like, time has just not changed in any capacity with Pittsburgh. The only way I see Harbaugh is back, if just the relationship between him and Lamar Jackson has gotten to a point where they can no longer work together. Maybe that's the situation in Baltimore, but I would be a little bit surprised if Harbaugh wasn't back next year. The Tomlin thing, it does feel like it's been building for quite some time, though.
I think Tomlin win, lose, or draw on Sunday is done in Pittsburgh. I don't know if he's done coaching, but I think he's done in Pittsburgh. Because I don't know if it's him, I don't know if it's management, I don't know if it's the general man. I don't know what it is. But the NFL used to laud, hey, they never have losing seasons under Mike Tomlin. And now it's become a joke. Hey, 9-8 is not a losing season. Hey, 9-8 in a playoff loss is not a losing season. It's, you know, you called it purgatory. That's exactly what it is. You're stuck in no man's land. And I think Mike Tomlin wants to get off the hamster wheel. And whether that he ends up going to, I don't know, pick a place and ends up being worse. And we say, hey, it's just the infrastructure and the stability of management and ownership in Pittsburgh. Maybe he goes somewhere and takes off and Pittsburgh toils around in 8-9, 9-8 again. I don't know. But I think win, lose, or draw, I think Mike Tomlin's time in Pittsburgh is over. It's been a great time, but I think that time is done.
This is a very, very small complaint. I'm really surprised that the NFL scheduled their season ender this way.
They basically only cared about Saturday. They made Saturday their big day.
I mean, it was almost like ESPN, just because ESPN pays the most amount of money. They pay the most amount of money because of the highlights. Like, that's really where it is. Like, ESPN, they just couldn't work if they didn't have access to the NFL highlights. They need them. It was like ESPN just went in there and said, we want both of these games. What I thought they were going to do is, I thought they were going to give you like a okay game for that 3:30. Two teams that like are going to try, but doesn't really have great playoff implications. We'll then put one of the important games on a Saturday night. We'll then do a 3:25 game that matters. And then we'll put together the Sunday night football game. I mean, essentially what we have is Sunday noon and Sunday 3:25. None of those games have playoff implications. Now, they have seeding implications, but I don't really think that seeding is a motivating factor to me when it comes to these games. If you win your division, you're guaranteed a home game, and there's some teams that can be wild card teams. Like, there's nothing Buffalo can do in this final week to not be a wild card team. They can't win their division, so you can't be the 3 seed or the 4 seed. You have to be a 5, 6, or 7. So the seed conversation just isn't really that interesting to me in the NFL like it is in college football, because anybody can be any seed. So just there's 3 games that matter. You put both of those games on Saturday and then the other one on Sunday Night Football. So 12 and 3:25 are just black games. And a lot of these teams, I'd be taking them as bye weeks. If the NFL's only going to give one team a bye, then I'm treating this like a bye for us too. So if I'm Buffalo, I'm not playing Josh Allen in this game. Why would I play Josh Allen in this game? If I'm Chicago, now Chicago might be different because they can get the 2 seed, but there's no difference to me in being the 2 seed and the 3 seed. We're letting Luther Burden, who was a little bit banged up, we're letting him sit out. We're letting Caleb Williams sit out. I would just treat so many of these games like they are bye weeks. I was just surprised the NFL structured their final week the way that they did. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve.
car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
College basketball has gotten so silly and so ridiculous that the NCAA has to make a ruling on. So I don't know how we've gotten here. But now at this point, I mean, if you're a college, you should just try every single rule that the NCAA has and then force a court to the NCAA. They can't do anything anymore. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, there have been a couple of players who are trying to play college basketball who have competed in NBA Summer League games. They were drafted, played in NBA Summer League, never played in the NBA but went overseas, and now want to play college basketball. So we are ruling if those guys can play. There is another player right now who is trying to get NCAA eligibility who actually played in NBA games. Now, he didn't play a lot, and he didn't play a whole bunch of games. He was drafted, played in 8 NBA games, was a two-way player. So a two-way player is kind of like, I guess Jack Caglione would be the baseball example. Played a little bit of minor league baseball, played a little bit of major league baseball in basketball terms. They would call that guy a two-way player because you play a little bit on both the major and the minors. Just trying to simplify the explanation there. This guy played in NBA games and is now trying to play college basketball at semester. What are we doing here? I don't know how we reached where it has no rules. And it would, At this point, it would be in everybody's best interest if we just started treating college athletics like what it is. It is professional sports. And the moment they started getting paid like professional athletes, we have now seen all of the problems that have now popped up. I don't have any problem with them getting paid. I always wanted them to get paid. And amateurism was unfair given how much money was being generated for everybody else, but then wasn't directly going in their pocket. So this is a better system than the one that we had. But come on now. We got to have a system with rules. Got to have a system with rules. You cannot play for the Chicago Bulls and then think that you can go back because it didn't work out with the Bulls and now you can go play at Kentucky. No, that's not how this should work. Stop it. I am all for these guys getting opportunities. What are we doing here? This doesn't make any sense. None. It makes no sense. You shouldn't be able to do this.
I'm not mad at Scott Drew, who tried to test the rules and found out, hey, I can have a pro player on my team. And you can add a pro player at the, especially the trade deadline in college basketball. You can add a player at winter break. Like, he's adding a guy who played, you saw this player at Baylor, I don't know how to pronounce the name, play summer league. He played against Wembanyama.
Yeah.
I don't fault Scott Drew. I fault everyone else.
Just doesn't make any sense. Someone on the text line says, how is this any different from colleges recruiting overseas professional players? We should just create a rule. Like, we should just, I feel like now we're just trying to find these, why don't we just start over? Like, this system's not working. It's not a working model for anybody. Why don't we just start over and find a basketball league with new rules? Hey, if you play in the NBA league, if you play in the Euro league, you are ineligible. Everybody else is eligible. This just seems very, very straightforward to me that we should just start over with the rules. But something tells me that we will never start over with the rules, and people like me would just keep complaining about them. I had a lot of fun today. We got one more show in 2025. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.